USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is prioritizing support for schools when it comes to a new coronavirus relief bill.
My view is the next package that we develop ought to be geared toward doing everything we possibly can to make it possible for the kids to be back in school. Because if kids are not back in school, then you got jobs issues.
The Kentucky Republican acknowledging the heavy emphasis on education will be costly. President Trump back at the White House after spending some time this afternoon in Georgia speaking at a UPS facility. The president discussing new infrastructure projects and also says the United States will prevail over the coronavirus.
It was a terrible thing and it could have been stopped and it should have been stopped right where it started in China. Together we will defeat this virus and emerge stronger than ever before.
The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all closed positive. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top health official says the United States could have the coronavirus pandemic under control in a matter of weeks if everyone wore masks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in our Washington News Center.
Director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, says the evidence proves that wearing masks stops the virus's spread. During a webinar with the Journal of the American Medical Association, Redfield said data continues to mount that proves that, quote, masking works to stymie the spread of the virus. And he's urging the American public that the time is now to embrace universal masking.
The annual Rose Bowl parade is not going to happen on New Year's Day. Organizers making the announcement that they're canceling the Pasadena tradition for the first time since World War II because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a news release saying that they made their decision with reluctance and disappointment, but in accordance with Governor Gavin Newsom's reopening schedule. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On this tax day, top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Joe Biden's tax plan would prompt businesses to move operations outside the United States. Kudlow saying taxes will be raised across the board. The former vice president on Wednesday delivering a speech where he discussed his economic plan. He did not take any questions from reporters. Joe Koshna is a reporter with The Hill. He tells Fox Business,
there's a reason why Joe Biden did that speech yesterday in Wilmington and didn't take questions from reporters afterwards, because there's no way to explain this math without talking about tax hikes, not just on the rich, but also on the middle class and even below that as well, to pay for instance, a $2 trillion Green New Deal light version that he is proposing. Remember, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the head of his climate task force for his campaign. And if we're talking $2 trillion now, you know how it works during campaigns. It's the ultimate bait and switch. $2 trillion quickly becomes $4 trillion, $5 trillion if elected. No way to pay for that. And think of all the spending we've done during this pandemic now. No way to pay for that unless you're going to raise taxes on everyone. And at last check, the last guy to run on raising taxes on people during a campaign was Walter Mondale, and he won exactly one state, his own, Minnesota, 1984.
And finally, NASCAR's back in action during the week as the All-Star Race tonight takes place from Bristol Motor Speedway. Green flag drops tonight at just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.